Oh, fuck. Oh, that's way worse.
Yeah, so that was basically like what wrestling's been like. We had hope, and then it's gone.
Dang.
The build-up leading to this pay-per-view looked like it was going to be promising. We all got excited just for the same result again. But anyways, recap SmackDown Raw and Survivor Series, and I guess get out of here.
They can't keep getting away with this.
I guess come up with another pay-per-view to watch next week instead of what the hell we just watched for the last 2 weeks.
We're going to watch some Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
No. Nope.
You act like that's way worse.
It is, actually. It's just waiting on Mo to pick a pay-per-view and we'll go from there.
It's going
to
be an older Survivor Series. I know that for sure.
All right.
You said it's going to be Backdoor Sluts 9.
I thought eight was a classic, but you know, nine's
The special effects in 9 really just take off with it. Feels like you're there, you know.
Usual cast tonight: Mo, Dakota, John, no Ken.
Much like the Epstein list, Ken is not here.
Why don't we just move past that as a country? You know, that never happened. It's fine. Either way. Alright. On to SmackDown. First we got Jey Uso defeating Rusev. Rusev even threw the "you can't see me" taunt in the middle of the match. Of course Jey Uso won this though, because God forbid anybody else beats Jey Uso. We'll get to that later.
He's more than just an entrance, remember this.
I blame Rikishi for all this.
Santino Marella should have been an entrant. I will not explain more.
Yeah, John Cena. Yeah. But, anybody got anything to say about this match? It's positive? Correct. Anyways.
I'm positive it happened.
Yeah. LA Knight defeated The Miz.
Good match.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. That's the only way to put it. Miz doesn't necessarily have bad matches.
Cena and Miz, again, would have made a lot more sense, or made a lot of sense, too.
Just like a little one-off would have been cool instead of Dominic twice.
It could have even at least let us get John and Miz just in the ring with Mike.
Like a stare-off or something.
You just let them cut a promo back and forth. I think that'd probably be better than a match for those two.
Yeah.
That was 90% of their feud anyway.
Right. Next we had Charlotte Flair defeating Asuka for the advantage match in War Games. Yeah.
Heels should have the advantage.
Yeah, it should always be heels, but I mean,
I'll take the result of what happened on the other side.
We'll get there, don't you worry. I should probably get that pulled up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only 4 matches, so.
I'll forget one. But I can see my house from here, John. I need you to leave me alone.
Next, we had the MFTs. Solo. You know who they are.
MFTs.
Defeating Sami Zayn, Shinsuke, Rey Fénix, and the Motor City Machine Guns.
Ew.
Okay, but why?
Yeah, that's a nasty mashup of people.
I think they just went back into catering and was like, "Are y'all free tonight? All right, get in the match."
They got my guys on vacation.
They need a full roster revamp or something. This is just it's not good.
The draft needs to happen. Just move everybody around again. They didn't really move anybody last year.
They're gonna shake things up, but it's gonna be epic.
7 new Samoans.
Just know that anytime you see a Triple H post on social media, that's what he's going to say every single time. It's going to get better. This is going to be epic. And then it's the same shit.
It's still better than Tony Khan's tune in every week for a special announcement for, I don't know, some other 5'4" twink to debut.
That's fair.
The only other Samoan I want to see is Villa Batu, and that's it.
I don't even know if I want that anymore.
He had face paint going at one of his indie shows this last weekend. He looked straight up like his dad.
Sensational. Oh my God.
But other stuff that happened during this, during the show.
I fell asleep.
Damn.
After the main event, Solo Sikoa was celebrating the win. The lights went out and the Wyatt Six appeared.
Okay.
Boy Howdy ended up attacking Solo Sikoa.
Do they still have the titles?
Yeah, I think so.
God dang!
And then Chelsea Green got interrupted by Jade Cargill, whatever. She called herself the best women's champion in the world. And that's all that happened. That was SmackDown.
I'm not mad at Chelsea Green saying that.
No, because it's correct.
Definitely the most entertaining. She's got a little bit of, she got it all, bro.
I don't know why they're not giving her a shot at the big titles, but I guess keeping her as a comedy act is fine.
Because she's not one of the same six people.
Yeah, pretty much.
And like, you know what Rhea says? She says she don't like wrestling every once in a while. She likes to wrestle all the time, so maybe she just likes to be seen. Be seen and be heard.
Yeah. Show grades before.
Somebody smell like shit! Somebody smell like shit!
Take that however you want as a show grade.
Damn, I got Ilya didn't wrestle.
But yeah, Ilya did wrestle, right?
Give me a second. I don't know. I have him in my notes. Let me scroll through here.
He probably didn't.
Yo. What's the date on this?
They gave him a week off. Good.
That's the problem with those. I didn't SmackDown. Yeah, I'm 90% sure that was it. That was the whole show. This is gross.
And they ain't give my guy here no clock. Hey.
Yeah, so that was the show. We can go ahead and move on. That was the correct I'm gonna go with that. I'm just gonna agree with it.
I don't even give a fuck no more.
I gave it a C minus, so whatever.
Yeah.
Righto.
At least Raw was better.
Raw's always better.
Sometimes.
You guys are getting laid.
Get that late test. Damn.
Anyway, Survivor Series. Start off with the first match here. We opened up with the women's War Games match with the faces beating the heels.
You know, the whole not having the cage thing at first, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Like having the shark cage for them to exit out of. And then towards the end of it, that started getting annoying.
Apparently the big rumor of it was Brock Lesnar flat out said, I ain't standing in this shit. Which, I mean, I don't blame him. Look who's on that team. You'd have him and Bronson in that motherfucker. Ain't nobody going nowhere. I wouldn't stand in it either.
You big in here.
That's another problem with this company, too. They don't just let people go who don't want to be there.
I mean, Brock's already admitted that he does the shit for the money. They've offered him enough for him to come back every now and then.
But he does nothing to anything. What does he add to this?
He makes them look scarier, I guess.
I like adding Brock every now and then. I don't mind it.
If he doesn't want to stand there, why does he not start the patch off?
Do we think Brock can go that long anymore?
Man, why are you standing and watching? No, it's more.
I mean, either way, I'm not standing in a cage with Brock Lesnar. That man scares me.
It is what it is. My main gripe for this match was everybody getting their entrance in and doing a little fucking dance or stumble down to the ring, shout out to EO.
Hey, everybody getting their ass whooped in the cage. EO
yeah.
Pulled the Jeff Hardy.
Drunkenly stumbling to the ring again.
I mean, that's her thing, but they gotta find another spot besides putting that trash can on her head.
I mean, it was a visual of what this match was. Fucking trash.
I didn't hate it. It felt weird.
And the pacing sucked. AJ Lee is not good in the ring anymore. Becky Lynch carried it. Hot take. Actually, that's probably not even a hot take. That's probably just fact, honestly. But the pacing was terrible the whole time.
I'm trying to remember the order they went in on.
All I know is whenever they were EO was standing at the top of the cage with the trash can on, she made it about six business days to jump off.
Yeah.
And everybody just kind of looked, when is she, I was like looking at my like, she gonna jump off this motherfucker?
It's fine if they're already all standing in the ring, like in the middle of a fight, and then she does it, it's fine. But if she has to wait for everybody to stand up, and they're all standing up, and she's still doing the pointing shit and then sliding the can, it just looks so stupid.
I mean, Charlotte and Asuka were doing work too.
Yeah. Ever since Ric Flair got in that interview and was like, Charlotte's the best wrestler in the company, I've been like, no.
I mean, I'm not her biggest fan either. We've heard me, bitch. We'll find there's nothing I can't bitch about. Any more thoughts?
No, on this one, no.
Alrighty, on to the next one. We have the IC title match between John Cena and Dominic Mysterio, with Mysterio getting the win due to, once again, fuckery. It's my favorite thing.
Why didn't he get a heavyweight title shot?
He can keep the IC title forever and just do the always win by someone saving him, and I'll always be entertained.
This was match of the night, surprisingly. We only had four of them.
You also had Liv returning. It was weird, but it worked.
And then you had,
I loved it,
Cena selling Pop Rocks in the Tejada Bomb. Tejada Bomb.
Yeah. It's a heme.
Pulled the shit out of both of them. Yeah.
Welcome back, Liv.
Oh, god damn it. I forgot this fucking happened. Next, for a reason only God himself knows, we had Stephanie Velasquez versus Nikki Bella for the women's championship match. Thankfully, Stephanie Velcro did win, but why?
I think this might have been the only match nobody talked about.
For a reason.
I hate looking at the comment section for this match and this match alone, because Nikki Bella, for some reason, has a fuckload of fans. And I mean, like,
are they all like horny 40-year-old dudes?
No, like some of them are. There's a lot of female fans who love her too. I don't understand it.
What am I missing?
Is it because she's been Cena, maybe?
No,
like the fans like migrated over.
It might be from that reality show. Both of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I don't know. It makes no sense. Because I keep asking, like, why does she keep getting these spots? And then you check social media, and it's always those people in the comments.
She wasn't good on her first run. Even worse this run. I don't, like, I guess she was your best option when you had nobody who could really wrestle.
I don't even know who the male equivalent of this would be. I'm trying to think of one.
Disco Inferno.
No, like, that might be too
disrespectful.
I was going to say Ultimate Warrior. Can't wrestle. Everybody loves him for some reason.
I mean, if I was alive when, you know, Ken was that age, I'd probably be into it.
I go back and watch Ultimate Warrior matches. It's just a coked out, steroided guy running into the ring and then doing like bare.
But it's fine when Michael Irvin does it. No.
It's fine with who?
Michael Irvin.
Oh. Yeah, that's.
We lose losing recipes.
It's fine. It's fine with Lawrence Taylor, did it? Yeah.
I love those Lawrence Taylor interviews where everybody's like, yeah, you know, we were smoking beer, or smoking beer, well, smoking cigarettes, drinking beer in the locker room. He's like, oh, y'all don't do that no more?
No.
A little Bud Light ain't going to kill nobody, man. Damn.
Bud Light and crack.
Only spot I remember is she tried to do the Devil's Kiss thing on the table, and Nikki wasn't selling it very well.
I don't know. Shout out to Nikki's ex-husband. Stay on top, King. I ain't mad at it. Man got, what, like 10 million and alimony? You'd love to see it.
Get the paper, brother. Get the paper.
There's some other stuff that went on there I don't want to touch.
I don't look too much into it. I just saw he won money. I said, you know, city boys. Anyway.
We up.
Didn't look any further into it because it was a bunch of blue-haired women screaming.
Yeah, Nikki fans. That's who her fans are.
Fuck, that's way worse.
Yeah, yeah. Good barista energy. You can tell me I'm wrong. I know I'm right.
They can just stay blessed.
If you go to a coffee shop and there's not one person with blue hair, you need to get the fuck out of there. You're about to have some bad coffee.
Either some bad coffee or a shooting's getting ready to happen. Pick one.
Right you are. And to close off the night, we have the men's war game match with the heels getting the win. due to, I don't know, take your fucking pick. There's so many crazy Austin answers.
Theory. Who is the masked man?
It's Austin Theory. Come on.
Who is the hooded man?
I've seen Austin Theory, which I'm kind of leaning on. Montez Ford.
That's too. He's too. He's too strong to be Montez Ford.
But that makes sense.
Montez is real lean.
That is Austin Theory.
People are saying like Dean Ambrose.
No, it's not. Dean's a bit like a crackhead.
Someone said it was Chris Jericho. I was like, Chris Jericho ain't ever been that quick in his fucking life.
Jericho's moving never
like
been.
Moving like that to hop the cage, nah.
Whoever the guy was is obviously doing like full cable pull downs with the whole stack.
Jericho can't even jump now, let alone climb a cage, right?
Like, who's the most athletic, strong looking guy on the roster? And then go from there.
Motherfuckers didn't even know if Theory was still on the roster or not, so.
It's either Theory or Trick Williams, and I would not have any other answer for that, or any other person other than that. It could be Matt Cardona, but I don't think he can move that well either.
It being Trick Williams would be crazy.
Somebody said it on TikTok that it could be him because he's jacked too.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want them to bring Trick up that way.
I do. I want somebody on the main roster who's brand new, who they don't have to send to the fucking ringer the entire time.
I don't know what you do with him if you bring him up that way.
Can Oba Femi move like it? No, he's too small to be Oba.
Yeah,
he's saying Oba is massive.
Oba be pulling the door off like Kane.
Oba might legit shit Mark Henry that door.
It was Melo. He wanted to be in the division.
He'd have to be about a foot taller, respectfully.
I'm trying to think who else is on the roster that would even make sense.
Nobody else, really.
It's not Gunther.
No.
He'd still be climbing the cage.
Shit.
I don't know. That's
Montez, Trick, and Austin. Who else?
If Elia wasn't doing El Grande, I'd say maybe him.
Too short.
Or not Elia. Fucking Ludwig.
Too skinny. It can't be Ludwig because he's kind of built like the one dude from Monsters, Inc. Randall.
I fucking hate you. God damn it.
It's Santos.
Santos getting a main event run? No. No, not in your life.
Right.
I wouldn't hate it.
Triple K is too embedded in that Trump administration.
Speaking of that administration, RFK about to be the new Penn State coach.
Call a play is RFK. My fucking dad trying to call a play with his voice.
Quads, right?
Should have sent you a play call just to read off.
And say, someone hand me the Waffle House sheet.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
I have to read one off.
X-ray double.
Yeah, send me the fucking John Drew.
Oh, my God, man.
just say Spider 2Y Banana.
That is technically a play, yes.
Ooh, X-ray double. Counter naked waggle. On go.
Funny, boy. Too funny.
I'd watch.
We got the football podcast tomorrow. Make sure y'all check that out. Banner from the cheap seats.
Everybody's team is ass.
But
who's going to blow my shit smooth off?
The Louisville Cardinals have blessed me with a new coach.
Nah, we didn't bless you with nothing. He blessed himself.
He blessed me with a new coach. Whooped their ass so bad.
He came to that game and was just like, man, this is what the fuck y'all want. Because that's what it looked like. They just did anything. They ain't score a single point.
They beat the living fuck out of them.
I was at that game and I felt so disgusted as a Louisville fan.
You literally just seen them put up points against Vandy, Tennessee, Georgia.
They didn't put up no points against Vandy. They didn't score much against Vandy either.
Against Vandy.
They was about the same thing against Vandy, too. Nobody showed up to play. They were on the
Mark Stoops to Penn State.
All I'm saying is I think this was like the first year of his whole tenure that he didn't beat a ranked team since like the very beginning.
It was so bad. You had the Louisville Instagram page was giving out donuts. Because they shut y'all out, man. I was like, look how corny this look. You see what y'all make us do corny shit like
our
that.
Our coach was tweeting from the sideline, man. I don't know what to tell you.
And then we got guys like after Stoops got fired, we got guys like Jeff Badette talking shit about Vince on Twitter, saying how he was telling NFL teams don't take him. Bro, you couldn't. You weren't going pro. I'm sorry.
The only one I could even see would be Lynn Bowden, like you said.
But Lynn agreed with him. But like Lynn was on like three NFL rosters. It didn't pan out, which makes no sense to me in the first place. But everybody forgets Wendell Robinson's playing for the fucking Giants right now.
I mean, Lynn Bowden at the very least is about to be my return specialist.
Regardless, Jeff Badette and Gary Johnson were running their fucking mouth after praising Vince Mero on their podcast for like the last month.
Regardless,
back to wrestling. We can go over this more tomorrow. But I got some stuff to say about those two fuckers.
That's fair. Any other thoughts on the men's war game?
Why does it look like Roman and CM Punk are cool? So it looked like he was talking specifically to Cody.
Fifth inning. I don't know.
Because that's the only thing that's going to save this company from fucking going belly. Not belly up. Good shit.
Probably two business days too late. But
at WrestleMania again?
I mean, that's the only two that could put on a decent story and make something out of it.
Do we get The Rock and Travis Scott coming out again?
Smooth off, I tell you.
Smooth.
Yeah, they're already 3 or 4 years too late for The Rock versus Roman.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that now. No, what the fuck they're doing. But anywho, let's get on to Raw. Get off with the one of the last time is now.
Can I have a glass of water, please?
Sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hope everyone's having a great day.
He waited for most specific.
Oh my god.
No, I'm being honest. I set my cup down and hit my mouse.
I didn't know you felt so strongly about Jey Uso, man. Damn. The LA Knight versus Jey Uso with LA Knight picking up the win. And this shit, I don't know why I hated the ending because they just like spammed Jay's all his finishes. And LA Knight won on a roll up pin, or not a roll up pin, but like a.
That's what it was.
The crucifix pin or whatever. Yeah, the crucifix pin.
It's because he's more than just an entrance. Oh, we didn't bitch about it. Running it back at War Games. God damn it.
He look. I told you. He's on the scale, bro. I told y'all he's on the scale.
Had CM Punk up in the middle of the ring fucking dancing to that song. I don't ever want to see that shit again.
He's cool with the Usos, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, your boy getting the win. How you feel about it, man?
Finally, I guess. He's going to lose to Gunther in the end. But it is the only way I see this going the way it should is if Cena steps in and is like, I want to lose to LA Knight on my last match. That is the only way. They're going to put Gunther over. That's Triple H's golden goose.
Sad. Hate to see it.
It gave him the world title like, what, 2 or 3 times now?
I think something like that.
Yeah, that's Triple H's guy.
Gay.
All right, I like the match. I like the result. Finally, and you got Crash Out. You got Crash Out Jay. He's causing somebody. He's gonna make somebody lose the title match.
He's gonna call us LA Knight next week.
I don't know. I think he's gonna call somebody a title. I don't think he's gonna. You could be right. It does. Maybe Roman was right. The title does look better on his shirt. I'm like, I don't want to say it, but.
Yeah.
Then we had Judgment Day celebrating Dominic Mysterio's win over John Cena. And then you had Liv Morgan come out and slap him, but they get their freak shit off. That's how they get their role play off. And Morgan's talking about getting her title back from Stephanie Vaca.
I don't think the internet's ready for that match.
There's going to be a lot of sick gooners gooning on that match.
It's going to bring over that NXT crowd. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What, you bring me down here to make me come, dude?
No.
Are you trying to get me hard? Was this a setup?
No, I would never do anything like that.
This is a setup. No, I never did anything like that. The other match, which was actually pretty good too, was the World Tag Team match between AJ Styles and Dragon Lee beating the New Day.
That move at the end, the leg drop, somebody on the top rope, and then
bouncing. Yeah. Cook. Your boy AJ putting on clinics before he get out, boy. Before he retire, man.
Great fucking match. Great ending. No bullshit run-ins. Nobody having to throw a fit.
Yeah, solid fucking match. Loved it. Raw cooked this week. I ain't gonna hold you. Raw cooked. And then we had a random backstage segment with Rey Mysterio slapping Logan Paul because he interrupted he interrupted Rey's interview. I wonder what they're trying. Yes,
I don't want to see.
I'm assuming they're gonna turn this into a match. Yeah, I'm assuming they're gonna turn this into a match.
Okay, but why?
Yeah, exactly. Why Logan Paul ball people? But you know, respect the legends. He's probably Logan probably wants to get one in with Ray before he hangs it up.
They're so fucked whenever all these guys decide to. That's it.
Yeah, they start pushing some of these younger dudes.
They did no work laying the groundwork for any of the young guys. So whenever they all decide to hang it up, it's over.
Yeah. They got a problem on their hands for sure. The last time in the tournament match, we had Gunther beating Solo.
Banger.
After Gunther hit him with a low blow and a powerbomb. And he had his MFTs interfere, which, you know, that's their thing, but this was still a good match, too. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
Solo looked like he done got a little better, though. I ain't gonna hold you. Solo mm-hmm. got a little better, man.
Yeah, this was a heel with goons versus a classic boss heel. That's the only way I can think of describing this. This was a good match.
Yeah,
of course, Gunther won, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm about to say, we know Gunther picked up the dub, but Solo looked all right, man. He looked all right. He's putting it together better than, I don't want to say better than Jimmy and Jay because they ain't a little older, but he's definitely put it together. Because for a while, it was like, why does he have a mic? He's so fucking trash.
He had nothing negative to say this time, but if you give us a minute.
Yeah, he's been funny and he's been working the mic. He's doing all right for himself. I'm not sure if this was the end of the night, but we had the women's.
That's what did the night.
We had Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair against Io and Rhea, which ended in a no contest because the Kabuki Warriors interfered. And yeah, Bayley and Lyra run in to break up the fight. Which Perez
and you had Judgment Day,
yeah.
You had them all out there.
You had them all out there. A six woman tag team, or that'd be eight woman tag team. Fucking run it up,
pole match.
Let's do it.
No,
no, you didn't like this one.
No, this is.
I didn't like the match. The match was kind of weird. This match moved kind of weird. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like watching Rhea and Alexa kind of was like they looked like they were rehearsing their fucking match.
Yeah, this I don't know. Trash.
This was the only one that was like, I'm out on this.
Of course, it was the end of the night too. Just wonderful.
Yeah, you ended the night on a stinker.
It's all just absolutely terrible.
But at least we get to see Brian versus CM Punk in January, which also lets us know that they about to fucking pack it up until January. We about to get some bullshit from now until January.
Thanks for the heads up.
Why is that announced so far out? I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they did that, but he's got a title match January 5th. They've already announced it, so.
Well, I couldn't put it on the 6th because that's Triple H's favorite day. Yeah, just put it like a month and a few days out and just sell it.
Yeah, just to let y'all know, we're going to get some bullshit from here on out until January 5th. They told us that. This was the soft launch. But that was Raw, man.
This is bad.
SmackDown was bad. War Games was bad. Raw was actually kind of good. I ain't going to hold you. Besides that last match, Raw was good.
You guys ever just stop to think that maybe none of this even really fucking matters at all?
Yeah, no, we're going to be dust and maggots here soon. So, whatever. Who cares?
Like, this is so goddamn terrible.
SummerSlam next week. I just got to figure out which one I want to win.
Yeah, just, I mean, hell, just keep it open. Just send it in the group chat and we'll go over it then.
I'll give Raw a B.
There's a whole lot of good ones. I'm giving it a C+.
Give it a B. Oh, damn. The end of the night ruined it for you? God damn.
Yep.
I'll give it a B-, almost C+.
So I feel like we're lowering our expectations for the weekly shows. Because I got it so fucking bad.
If that would have ended like shit, it would have been straight. But ended like ass. And not the good kind.
Do you remember back whenever it was the Bloodline, how the Bloodline turns every other show, and we got sick of it? But, like, then they would try something new, like, every couple of weeks before it got stale. Who the fuck was writing that shit? Bring them back.
I'm tired, boss.
My arms don't work no more.
Whoever was writing that shit, bring them back. Because this is terrible. Instead of doing the fucking, like, there was nothing wrong with the way Ric Flair retired. Why not do a simulation like that instead of just, you know, telling us whatever John Cena's done? Like, just give him, like, the, all right, next match you lose, you're gone. And then,
oh, like, Shawn Michaels.
Come in and be a, yeah, that too.
Loses a match, you gotta retire. Damn.
Yeah. Have The Rock be the heel in all this. And then whatever he does lose, you know, well, fucking, there's a million different ways we could have done this. No, we had to get. Yeah.
What the fuck was even the point of how we got here?
The last match should have been with either Randy Orton or AJ Styles or a super young guy to get them built up.
Correct.
I guess they think they old guys is going to wrestle forever, bro.
What it should have been is it should have been an open challenge like he did his debut.
Hold on. And
the reverse of Kurt Angle, send out Chad Gable, fuck it.
Isn't Randy down there training Speed? Hey, I ain't gonna hold you. Speed might be alright, man. If he actually would focus in on something.
It would be really hard for you to sell a streamer to me when we already got a YouTuber that I don't like either.
I at least like Speed. I like Speed more than I like Logan, and I feel like that's because Speed is actually using streaming for what the fuck its purpose is. Like, exposure to different shit. And not just shit to make him fucking filthy. I mean, wrestling can make you rich, but he's not doing shit to make himself rich. He's just doing a whole bunch of different shit.
I'm tired of the internet celebrities. I think Logan Paul's ruined that for
him. Well, you can watch his brother get his head knocked off against Anthony Joshua.
Oh, God, that's who the guy who ran in the match at fucking Four Games was. It was his fucking brother.
Is that who you think it was? No.
We need the clip of they massacred my boy.
I massacred my boy, man.
My boy being wrestling. They have ruined it. If that is anybody.
John, a second Paul has hit the company.
It better not have been him. I'm going to be sick. It better have been Austin Theory. I swear to God.
No, it's going to be Jake so he can get hurt and not have to fight Tank Davis.
What? Tank Davis?
Isn't that who he's fighting?
No, he's fighting Anthony Joshua. He's fighting heavyweight.
Oh, that's right. Who's fighting? Someone was fighting Tank Davis. I can't remember.
I think it was supposed to be him, but I think he backed one of them backed out or something. I don't know. But anywho, that was wrong.
It did get canceled. Okay. Oh, due to a new domestic violence allegation, civil lawsuit filed against Davis.
Quit hitting women. Good God.
Anthony Joshua, that's way fucking worse. That was like the best heavyweight for over a decade, and he's still fighting.
That's all I know. If Anthony Joshua lose, I know that he's getting paid now. You couldn't even beat old boy's little brother. So if Anthony Joshua lose, stop supporting. Stop supporting your dude, bro. Or not y'all, but...
I've been watching that fucking Mike Tyson fight, feeling sad for watching that old man walk to the fucking ring.
Watching his training, that looked like Mike fucking Tyson. And as soon as he started walking to the ring, I felt sick.
You know that man was pulling his punches, but...
I mean, there's a couple times you could see it.
Yeah. That's why I was like, okay, it's that's what it is. Fuck it, get paid, Mike. Get paid, bro.
Whatever it wasn't enough. That's our show. Fuck it. Next week, we're going to be covering a random Survivor Series. Whichever one Mo decides for us.
Or Royal Rumble.
With all the killers. One with all the killers in it.
That's a crazy sentence.
This is terrible. This is professional wrestling now. Just absolutely.
Well, to the whole right
here. I hate you guys. You guys are assholes. Especially Kenny. I hate him the most.
TKO, baby. TKO.
So make sure you follow us everywhere you do social media at Cheap Pop Productions and on TikTok to pop this potty for the cheap. Also check out Old Glory. They sell t-shirts of different sports teams, bands, things like that. Use promo code all caps, no space, Cheap Pop. Buy enough t-shirts,
Maybe Ken will show up.
Maybe Ken will show up. We'll see. Or don't, and you just won't.
Yeah.